I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. What do jet streams and hot water have in common with Romeo and Juliet? Both pairs represent matches made in heaven that lead to devastating consequences. In the Atlantic Ocean, hot equatorial water vapor caught on a jet stream generates hurricanes. But elsewhere, these same elements combine to form rainy, snowy fire hoses called atmospheric rivers. These rivers are huge, extending thousands of miles long and hundreds of miles across. Many of the world's arid regions from North America to South Africa rely on atmospheric rivers to deliver essential doses of precipitation. 40% of Eastern Asia's precipitation comes from these sky rivers. They also bring half of California's annual rain. Without atmospheric rivers, the western U.S. would remain locked in a near-permanent natural drought. But in more recent decades, shifting climate conditions are spurring atmospheric rivers to burst their banks, so to speak. And the more they run amok, the more damage they cause. Floods and mudslides are two common catastrophes resulting from extreme atmospheric rivers. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? 'Tis but the ordinary people converting food waste to compost to curb the pollution that doth spur these climate calamities. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.